How many deer have CWD? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Retired professor of veterinary medicine at Texas A&M, Dr. Don Davis was asked by the Texas Deer Association to do a comprehensive review of the literature concerning chronic wasting disease, or CWD, in deer.
They know that there's a lot of bad information about CWD around, and they wanted us to go back and look at the scientific journal articles and to write a review of that. Contrary to what you read in the media, it's a very rare disease. USDA compiles all the testing data from the various states from 1996 until 2012. They tested about 1.3 million deer. They found about 4,000 test positives. So that works out to be about 4 test positive animals per 1,000 tested. It's a pretty rare disease, and those numbers have not changed since 2012. The percentage of test positives, that's another confusing point. Just because a deer is test positive does not mean it died from CWD. That 1.3 million, most of those were hunter-killed deer, roadkill deer, or deer that were killed for regulatory reasons, depopulations. So CWD test positive does not mean that the deer died of spongiform encephalopathy.
And that's good news for hunters who worry about contracting CWD from infected animals.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.